Now, I want to go to this person who's called in quite unexpectedly. I honestly am not sure what's about to happen here, but Coleman, let's go to Donald Trump on line one from Arizona. Mr. Trump, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
My goodness. I mean, could I wait a little bit longer? I mean, come on. I didn't have to wait that long for Elon. Way too much time. You got to get better. Y'all need more phones, okay?
Okay?
I'd expect this from Scoop. I'd expect it from Scoop, but not from you, Ian. Not from you.
Mr. Trump, please accept my apologies. I just had some business I need.
Unaccepted. Unaccepted. I'm not going to accept it, okay? You dropped your news bomb, okay? I had to listen to that, okay? All I heard was blah, 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 blah. Lots of fake news. That's what I heard. A lot of fake news. You know what? I'm too busy for this. We got way too much to do. We got a lot to go over here. We got a lot to talk about.
Okay, Mr. Trump, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to waste your time. I wanted a little bit of time to prepare myself to speak to you. I hadn't prepared questions for this interview. Let's begin with the news of the day, President Trump. RFK Jr. has just announced that he is dropping out of the race.
What
he's
a
suspending
wonderful guy.
His campaign.
He's such a wonderful guy.
And he's endorsing you.
Why wouldn't he endorse me? I mean, come on. We're so great. Listen, we're doing such good things here. We're in Arizona right now. People love it here. It's so beautiful. Very hot. Very hot. It's a great state.
Yeah, Mr. Trump, you were...
A lot of cactus. There's so many cactuses here. And so many people, they love cactus. They love me, quite frankly. We're doing great. We're doing great here.
You're doing well in Arizona. And you made a visit to the border this morning. Is that right? What did you see there, sir?
Yeah, we went there. It was really cool. Really neat. A lot of, they got a lot of people coming in this country. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing, but very pretty. It's very pretty over there. We built a wall. There's a wall there. It's not finished, Ian. It's not finished, and it's a disgrace. You know, they didn't let me finish building the wall. And more importantly, we didn't get to paint the wall. Okay, we didn't get to paint it. We want to paint it. 4 years of litigation, and we didn't get to paint the wall. We're going to paint it, though. We're going to build it. We got about 200 more miles to build, and we're going to paint it. It's going to be beautiful.
Mr. Trump,
what color do you think we should build it in?
Rust is a good color for the border
rust
fence.
Color? I was thinking a rainbow. We can make it a rainbow.
Rainbow?
We can support the gay people. We love them. We love gay people. What? We can do any color.
What? Okay. Mr. Trump, let's stick on the border wall for just a minute. Whatever color it is, if you win re-election in the fall, you will probably, it seems like right now, face either one or two houses of Congress controlled by Democrats.
We're going to win. You say if we're going to win. It's people know it. Look, we've been looking at the polls. You know, they say Kamala's winning in the polls. No, the only poll that Kamala's winning is a stripper poll. Okay,
whoa,
everybody
whoa,
knows it.
Whoa,
I'm winning all the
Mr.
polls,
Trump.
And people can see it. They can see it. You can, I mean, come on. It's fake news, the ones that say that I'm not winning. That's just fake news.
Okay, Mr. Trump, let's take that point at face value in the spirit of which it's intended. If the polls are fake, then you must really be leading by a lot. You must feel the kind of wind beneath
your
sails.
Believe me, we're winning by so much. Okay, we're going to win. Our policies are greater than all the other policies. Okay. RFK, JLMNOP, whatever his name is, he's endorsing us. We got so many votes now. We're going so far into this. People, they want to win. They are tired of being losers.
Mr. Trump.
Ian, they're tired of being losers. Ian, how do we spell your name? Is it with an I or two E's?
It's I-A-N, I-A-N, the classic.
You got
Irish.
An I in your name. An I, okay? It's a great I. I is in your little... You need some of that. You need some confidence, okay? Put the I in your name,
right.
Let's do this, okay?
Okay?
We need to become together. We need this country. We need to do a little more I, a little
Trump,
bit more selfishness.
Mr. Trump, if I can, sir, with just the limited time we have left, there are a lot of issues that are very important to Louisiana. We're a Louisiana-based program, as I'm sure you know.
I can tell you. You know, you got Scoot on here. He's talking about Indian rice, okay? Indian rice. Why don't we eat Louisiana rice? Okay, that first of all, you want to take rice from another country?
Well, they sell it.
That's the problem here, Ian. They want to take rice from another country. We can eat great rice, Louisiana. Where's Zatarain's? One of my favorites. okay? It's great rice.
Are you suggesting you're going to put Indian tariffs on rice, imported rice?
Sprayed cologne on it. It's not a good rice. It's not good.
Mr. Trump, what are you going to do about the petroleum industry? It's a very critical part of our economy.
Nobody cares about petroleum. Listen, we're worried about space. We're worried about space, okay?
What?
We got to get back to space. Ian, there's so much space in space, okay? The Russians... You think the Chinese, they're going to get to space before us, okay? They're going to do great things there. People keep talking about it. They keep saying, we're going to go to the moon. We're going to go to the moon, this, that. No, we're going to go past the moon. We're going to Uranus, okay? What? The great nation of Uranus is coming. We're going to go there. We're going to build the biggest Trump Tower you've ever seen.
Wow.
It's going to be spectacular. Believe me, I am going to put it. You can put it down. You can put it down on the paper right now.
Okay,
I'm going to build the biggest tower on Uranus. It's going to be
Jesus.
So big, they're going to see it. They're going to see it from Earth.
Mr. Trump, we're running out of time here. Just with the remaining,
I'm running out of time. How can you be running out of time? I've been sitting here for hours waiting. Okay,
I'm sorry to keep
Elon
you waiting.
Musk didn't even make me wait this long. You wait. You don't have enough. You know, it's a failing. It's a failing web. It's so bad. You know, Scoot has ruined it. You need to take over. You need to take over.
Mr. Trump, anything else you want our audience to know before we let you go?
We are gonna win. We're gonna come back. Okay, this nation, this poor nation, so bad. It makes me very sad. It's not what it used to be. Okay, people, they can't even eat apple pie anymore. It's no more. They're going to try to take away fireworks. They're taking away Christmas. They're taking everything away, everything that we love.
Oh, God.
Believe me, if you vote for me, we're going to win. And when we win, we're going to be so big. We're going to be so big.
Okay.
This country is going to be the biggest. We're going to eat Louisiana rice. We're not going to eat that Indian rice.
That's good rice.
That's so bad.
It's very affordably priced, and it's good itself. And Mr. Trump, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate you. Good luck, sir. The 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. Thank you.
You're very good. You're very good.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I love you.
Good luck in November, sir. God bless America. Jesus, Jenny McCarthy. Oh! I was not prepared for that.
You know, I think he's kind of winning me over when he talked about the Zatarain's rice. I think, you know what, if I cast my ballot, it's going to be solely because he supports Louisiana Zatarain's rice.
I'm like punch drunk over here. Is this what it's like to interview him?
I guess it is.
Can we take a break a little bit early so I can kind of get my stuff together in here and just like reset this whole thing? Okay, my name's Ian Hoke. I'm the assistant. I produce the Scoot Show. I'll be right back after this. 260-1870, that's the Oakland Art Jewelers talking text line. Give me a call. Good Lord.